This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. While Donald Trump won Colorado, a third of the Coloradans who voted in the Republican presidential primary chose Nikki Haley. Now that she's suspended her campaign, her voters must decide where they'll put their support. Andrew Stratman of Denver is a registered Republican who calls himself a Reagan conservative.
If our politics simply becomes about one guy and his whims and vibes that are subject to change rather than ideology and principles, I think that will be an interesting fork in the road for a lot of people, including myself.
Stratman believes yesterday's results show the GOP and Trump are close to being one and the same. This year's slopper tour in Pueblo is set. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports a new restaurant has dethroned an establishment long known for its history with the traditional chili smothered burger.
Cactus Flower Mexican Restaurant and Cantina on the north side of the city takes the top honors this year in a contest from the Greater Pueblo Chamber of Commerce. It unseated Gray's Coors Tavern, but that spot still made the tour, along with its rival, the Sunset Inn. Winners were chosen by popular vote. They're also featured on a map from the chamber. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Performances are expected to resume tomorrow at Denver's Center for the Performing Arts. The theater company had to cancel shows tonight and yesterday night during its opening night of the Broadway hit Hairspray. That's because the sprinkler system accidentally went off and caused water damage. Impacted ticket holders will be refunded or can try a different show. It's CPR News.